is now in talk mode.
Hi, Governor. It's Christian Winter from Newport Buzz. I was just hoping that you could clarify one other point from the question I asked you yesterday about if people from Boston could make day trips and go in and use our restaurants and go for walks and take selfies and all that. It seems to confuse the leaders in Newport who are under the impression that people weren't allowed to do that. Can you clarify what you said yesterday?
Okay, sorry. So maybe I misunderstood the question. But these are people who don't live here and they're not going to stay here, correct?
Correct.
So what?
So I guess maybe the question is people who are coming back from Florida for the end of the season, say, they come in, they have to do a 14-day quarantine. But people from Boston who are in a hot spot could come down for the day, hang out in Newport, go get takeout, go to our grocery stores, pump gas, but they don't have to serve any sort of quarantine.
Right.
So trying to reconcile those together.
I can answer that. You know, the focus is to make sure that we don't have people who are here coming from areas where transmission is high that are traveling to a variety of places. We want to minimize how much that happens when they are here, but they can come and return to their state and hopefully do what the requirements are in their state after returning.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Governor. It's Tanya Signori. At our restaurant, there's been some talk about using parking lots and possibly street areas for guests to be able to sit 6 feet apart. I know today you already mentioned about the parking lots in particular. So therefore, if we were to use street areas, the streets would need to be blocked off. Some places that have been mentioned were Atwells Avenue, Thayer Street, Garden City, Main Street, and East Greenwich. Is blocking off streets something that you and your team would be open to?
We are already in touch with the League of Cities and Towns regarding the options and opportunities for outside dining. It's important that restaurant owners start to dialogue with their towns. There may be parking lots that are possible. There may be parks that are possible. There may be sidewalks that are possible. And yes, there may be streets that are utilizable for these purposes. So we are, meaning we, the commerce team, on behalf of the governor, are going to dialogue with restaurant owners and with cities and towns to help make those possibilities happen.
Thank you.
Dr., very quickly, of the deaths today, how many were in congregate care facilities or from congregate care facilities?
Of the 21 fatalities, 17 were associated with nursing homes, and 2 people lived in group homes. So the total number of all deaths with congregate settings is 230, and deaths in nursing homes among residents is 225.
Will you be updating the nursing home list? That's
yes.
In the data list?
Okay. In the afternoon, yes.
Thank you. This is Steph Machado. Question about phase one. Last week, the original phase list mentioned a pilot program for restaurants in phase one. I was just wondering if that was still the plan. I know there was concern about which restaurants get to be in the pilot program. Or will all restaurants be able to do the outdoor seating at the same time?
Yes, this is the governor. I want to say one thing, but then I'd like to ask the Commerce Secretary to give some details, because he's really doing all the hard work on this. We've decided to move away from that idea of pilots, and I'm going to let him get into that. The reason I wanted to say this is I suspect that kind of thing is going to happen a lot as we go through this, which is to say, we come up with an idea, we let it out there, we socialize it with the people whose lives it affects, we get feedback from them that it's not doable, it's not practical, it's not fair, it's not a good idea, and then I decide to change course. So when I say we have to be flexible, this is kind of a perfect example of what I'm talking about. But go ahead.
Agreed. And the original Reopening RI plan spoke of possibilities around early restaurant openings, and it did use the term pilot, and it also referenced the idea of outdoor dining. And as the governor just explained, when we dialogued with restaurant owners, it became clear that any version of piloting that would involve some people opening and some people not could create tension. On the other hand, the idea of outdoor dining is better received because many more restaurants may have the opportunity either through their existing facilities and adjacent parcels or through parks and parking lots and sidewalks to give it a try. We've been dialoguing very heavily with the restaurant, with the Hospitality Association, and they've given us a lot of input. It's been very, very helpful. So that's how we came out with that solution.
Okay, thank you.
Governor, Bill Bartholomew here, wondering if there's any update on the Flat Island Ferry situation, and if that's something that's going to have to be limited to a low capacity, if they're not able to even justify running the ferry, would that kind of disadvantage, I guess, that puts Block Island-based restaurants or other businesses at in terms of their customer base?
Yeah. I'm sorry, who was that?
Bill Bartholomew.
Hi. Oh, hi, Bill. So hang on. Give me, like, a few more days. When I address travel, which I'm going to do later this week, I will include buses, trains, ferries, everything.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Governor, this is Ted Nesi. When will you make it official whether you are really going to lift the stay-at-home order? You know, is it Friday will be the deciding, or do you think you'll do it earlier than that?
That's a great question, and my entire team is laughing at me right now as you ask that question. Maybe Thursday.
Fair enough. Thanks.
It's not, look, this isn't the science, right? This is a lot of judgment. So, it's end of the week, you know, probably Thursday.
Dr. Scott, this is Ben DeCastro.
Sorry, Ted. Like, the plan is that is what I'm going to do. So people should assume that is what's going to happen, absent something, you know, bad happening that's going to prevent that.
Right, yeah, I think all of us, the reporters, are trying to find a balance between, you know, talking about the stay-at-home being lifted, but trying to make clear it's not, the decision has not been taken yet, you know, so just to have a sense of when we switch to a more emphatic stay-at-home is being lifted.
Okay, so let's say Thursday.
All right.
Go ahead. Next question.
Next question.
I think we were waiting for Ben DeCastro, who got cut off earlier.
Still there, Ben? All right, any other questions?
Governor, Ryan Belmore here. When do you plan to make an announcement regarding hotels?
We're in dialogue with the hospitality industry. We were in touch with board members of the Hospitality Association as recently as this morning. We are in dialogue around the possibilities. Keep in mind, many hotels have never closed. Some are serving important roles during the crisis. We will have more to say when all of us can gain a better understanding of the travel and tourism industries globally and think about what moves make sense for Rhode Island in that context.
Governor, have you had any direct comments conversations with Governor Baker, because I know you guys talk about the, you know, the gap, the week potentially gap between you doing phase one and when he might lift the stay-at-home advisory?
Yes. I have.
Did he lobby you not to? Was he of concerns? Is he okay with it?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. The basic view of all of us in this coalition is that we never thought we would, like, pick the same date. You know, like, he's going to have a different date. I think New Hampshire's out in front of us all. So we never just said that we'd commit to the same date. What we committed to was talking constantly, no surprises, and certainly things that relate to, you know, travel, to try to be as aligned as possible. And so, in fact, I talked to him today about their testing and told them my plans, and it's all pretty consistent.
Thank you, bye.